Aircheckdownloads.com. The sound. The sound of. The sounds of Jersey. And all the music you love. BBC
Radio Jersey. Good morning, it's Maroon 5 and Sugar starting off the programme. How are you doing? Happy Monday, it's Jenny Mullin in. With Womack and Womack, the Glass Animals on the way for you, and a spot of REM as well. And some great guests on the show. Meet the man who fell in love with his drum kit at the age of 12, and now at 100, he's still making music. And if you're wondering how he does it, apparently it's all about his pre-show lunches.
First class roast beef of England meal. You see, to tune the body up.
I will introduce you to Alfred Honky Hall later on this hour. Also today on the show, there's another instalment of Election Call between 12 and 1. Today we meet the candidate standing for deputy in St Helier North. And the invitation is open, of course, to ask any questions that you have. Just send them our way. And have you seen that musical dating show, Romeo and Juliet? It's quite fun. I will be reminding you of the Jersey singer who were impressed with his performance on the show. And I'll speak to the musician who leads the band for the show. She's the musical director and she's making history while doing it. It's all coming up between now and 2 o'clock.
Jenny Mullin.
BBC Radio Jersey.
The sound of Jersey. Jenny Mullin.
BBC Radio Jersey.
It's Heatwaves, love that one from Glass Animals. During that song, though, it got me thinking about glass animals. Have you got any at home? Any little ornaments made out of glass and made into animals? Because I remember when I was little and I'd go round to friends' houses and their parents would often have them on the mantelpiece. Glass animals, there'd always be a family of deer, I remember. Deer, they were popular to make into glass animals. Tiny little things. There were often things like dolphins, I'd notice. I remember a few mice. Glass animals, do you have any on your mantle? I've never been into glass animals myself, but maybe I should. Little birds, they're quite common in glass form. Anyway, I'd love to hear from you if you've got glass animals in your house. First, at 17 minutes past 10, a quick check on the travel, starting with Peter Street, St Helier.
Call 0808 100 9888.
0808 100 9888.
BBC Radio Jersey.
You can listen to Stereo Underground for the BBC.
Coming up for you next on the programme, we'll do the survey. Your partner did. Should be a few ideas, I reckon, for this one. It's coming up after this one from REM.
This one goes out.
The CI survey.
I think that we did this. You're the first person I'm going to ask. You get that.
I'm honoured. Truly. What
Please
an honour.
Please don't get the right answer, otherwise it's a very short competition.
I will do my best.
Nearly 75% of women wish their significant other did what more?
I'm going to say this is niche, so... Yeah,
Is it give them glass animals for a birthday
but
present?
That's a great answer. I'm going to go for checking the bedroom for spiders before they enter the room.
Oh, that would be good.
Because for me, I could not go anywhere now. I'm terrified.
Me too.
Of even the thought of looking at one is just, I can't.
Imagine that, a spider checker and lover rolled into one.
I mean, what more could you want?
Nothing more, my friend. If they happen to be a first-class chef and possibly a hairdresser as well, that would help me
All
out.
In one.
Yeah, that would be really good. So a spider checker is
me,
your answer.
Yeah, for me, it would have to be that.
It is niche, and you won't be surprised to hear that it's not right for that reason, Laura, but I like it. Nearly 75% of women wish their significant other did what more often? It's not check for spiders, although I feel like it should be. Thank you, Laura. Can you help her? Call us, email, send us a WhatsApp message, however you want to get in touch. Just get it right.
The CI survey.
You don't really have to get it right. like the silly answers as well, you know that. Would be nice if someone got it today, though, and I have full faith. Not too tricky. I mean, it's 75% of women who wish this. That's a hefty amount, isn't it? A hefty proportion. What do they want their partner to do more of?
NewCheckDownloads.com.